98FM. Now, that's what I call sport podcast.
Now, the Dublin Hurlers will not be playing in the All-Ireland this summer after yesterday's hammering at the hands of the reigning All-Ireland champions Tipperary in Thurles last night. They lost 6-26. Yes, 6 goals and 26 points to 119, with Seamus Callanan scoring 3-11 for Tip, who are into the quarterfinals. In a minute, we'll be joined by the former Dublin hurling manager, Humphrey Kelleher. But first, 98FM's Oisín Langan, who covered the game, has been chatting to the Dublin manager, Jer Cunningham.
Jamie, a horrific night in Thurles. Dublin just were not up to it, and their manager, Jer Cunningham, was first to admit it.
We got exposed today. We got well beaten by a very, very good team who really went for the juggler today, I suppose, when the opportunities arose. But I think maybe when we look back in the match, what we'd be disappointed about is that some of the mistakes we made really were punished, but they were self-inflicted. And, we needed, after we got back into the game, halfway through the second half, we were back level. You know, we just needed to push on a small bit and just to settle it. But, again, I think a couple of mistakes on our behalf. And, again, we created a couple of chances which we didn't take, and we needed to take all those.
What were those mistakes and how did they happen?
Again, I have to look back on the machine from the point of view. It happened so quickly, you know what I mean? But we seemed to turn over ball. We seemed to turn over, like, the chances we had. We just seemed to be, you know, making silly mistakes. Not get the ball out of danger when the danger is there. But, you know, as you said, they have 5 or 6 really good forwards, and, you know, they play that ball around the place, and when they're really confident, and, you know, when their confidence is up, they're a hard team to beat. So, just again, we didn't see the performance coming. We thought we prepared well. We'd only had 5 or 6 days to turn it around to prepare for Tipperary. You know, they're probably hurting as well on the rebound from coming back after losing to Cork, and, you know, the further they'll go, the better they'll get, probably. But we can only look after ourselves. We were just well beaten today. We have no excuse. You know, we were 4 goals out at half time, and we kind of, you know, we were contemplating shoring it up for the first 10 minutes of the second half, but we felt that wasn't the message to give. We felt we had to attack them and try to get back into the game. And as you say, like within 30 seconds, there was a goal got in, and I think they attacked on the next 4 points. So they're dagger blows. You know, it's very hard to recover from that at that stage. Once that happened, I think the game was done and dusted, and then they played exhibition hurling for the second half.
So what about his future? That's the question, I guess, that is being asked now. Well, this is what he had to say after the game.
I don't know, it's hard to say. You know, I say my term is up. It's this time I'm just kind of maybe shell shocked in relation to the game, how that panned out. We weren't expecting that in any shape or form. So I'm still kind of shell shocked on the game. So we'll reflect on that and see where we go.
Jer, in order to get any kind of result here today, you probably needed to feel that everyone in Dublin hurling was behind you. Yet there was a round of league fixtures down for today that weren't pulled. Is that disappointing? Was that a distraction? Does that play on guys' minds?
No, it was no distraction from our point of view. We were just only focusing on the task at hand. As I said, we had a 6-day turnaround to play the All Ireland champions, trying to put a plan together. You know, it's not easy. It's not easy to try to come down. So the focus was purely on everything to do with the match today. All the other stuff is sideshows and distractions. You know, we felt coming down here today, we needed to play very well to have a chance. Unfortunately, we didn't play well enough.
It can't have helped, though, because a lot of good club people couldn't have come today because they can't be in 2 venues at the one time.
Yeah, okay, you know, that's a fair point. But again, it wasn't a distraction from our point of view. That only came to light yesterday. You know, we were fully focused on ourselves and the group inside in the dressing room. You know, the lads were great lads to work with. So, you know, we were just focusing on trying to get to the quarterfinal. That was only our focus, and we're just disappointed we're not there.
And finally, for me, look, obviously there's very good hurlers in Dublin. There's great work going on. The minors got to the Leinster final. Do you think maybe there's just one step up needed at this level, at senior level, that they need to be a bit more physical or something, because they were blown out of it in the second half?
Yeah, well, you're playing the All-Ireland champions, like you used to, you know, just you're playing the team who've been there both for the last 9 years, one of the best teams in the country. I think we know, and the lads will know inside where they need to go, where they need to work on. But you know, that's probably for another day. They need to just be so disappointed that the things didn't go their way today. But big lala.
Humphrey Kelleher, welcome back to 98FM, and that's what I call sport. How are you?
I'm very well, Jamie. Thank you.
Humphrey, talk me through your views on the game last night. We spoke last Sunday here on 98FM. We said it was a tough draw, no matter who the Dubs were going to get. We found out on Monday morning it was going to be Tipperary, but we didn't see a beating like this coming at all.
Absolutely not, but it is not a good morning for the any Dublin hurling followers. It was disappointing, to say the least. While Tipperary certainly would have been favourites, Jamie, not to that extent. But the way that Tipperary set themselves up, they really, really worked very closely between the half forward line and the full forward line in the Tipperary team, where the left an awful lot of space in front of the full forward line. And I think, as you alluded to with Jamie Canlon there earlier, but I think the whole full forward line scored 5 goals and 17 points between them. But tactically, being at the game, you could see that the Tipperary half forward line moved towards their midfield and an awful lot of space. And therefore, the Tipperary halfbacks midfield were able to put very good ball into the Tipperary forward right in front of the full forward line. They were able to pick up that ball and score the goals. And that essentially was the difference. Having said all of that, the Tipperary team, the goals win matches, as you've often said it. And, you know, Dublin did score 19 points against all the odds. But that defeat last night, unfortunately, has shown the gulf between the top teams and Dublin at present.
Yeah, the goals, Humphrey, as you mentioned, are key. 4 goals down at half-time, and we heard there from Jerry Cunningham speaking about considering shoring things up in the second half. It had gone that badly, but he decided to try and convince his players to try to get back into the game. They conceded their 5th goal very shortly after half-time. Tip scored 1-7 unanswered at the start of that second half, and that certainly was game over.
It was indeed, but I would have felt that, knowing that the open spaces of Thurles were a big issue for Dublin, that I thought they should have maybe shored up and put back a sweeper, even at the very start, to prevent the goals from going in. When you saw that while they scored 26 points, Dublin scored 19, there is only 7, but the big difference, obviously, the difference in the 5 goals. But having said all of that, it does show that there is a huge gulf in the physicality of the teams as well, Jamie, that Tipperary were physically very strong, much stronger than the Dublin lads. While there's a lot of Dublin new players to the scene, there were some good performances as well. I was quite impressed with Keane O'Sullivan from Naas Breed, when he was actually scored a great goal, probably one of the best goals I've seen Dublin score for quite a while. And when he and Chris Crummy played their heart out, and Ben Quinn as well, while the defeat was not a nice one to be involved in and to watch and to be there for, but I think we have to look at the overall, I suppose, way that we coach in Dublin, the way that we prepare teams, and I think an overall of that whole setup has to be done now by the Dublin County Board.
Humphrey, is the man to overview that setup, to coach the players in Dublin, to take Dublin hurling forward, the current manager, Jerry Cunningham, who admitted last night himself that his term is up? He said he was shell-shocked after the game and he was going to reflect on things and see where we go.
Well, I think it's more fundamental than that. I think we have to go down to the coaching at underage level, at schools level, to look at where we are in terms of the overall hurling that has moved on so considerably in the last 5 or 10 years, in terms of the schools, in terms of the clubs, in terms of the games promotion officers. At that level, I feel that we have to look at it, and also at the physicality of the differences. I watched the Kilkenny Water game after it, Jamie, and it was like men and boys, and the difference of the pure strength and intensity of the teams against what Dublin were performing at. So I think there's a bigger picture. I feel for the players. Believe me, I feel for the players. I've been there in terms of a manager myself, and I know exactly what it takes to put up with this type of, I suppose, a lot of criticism or whatever. But Jerry Cunningham can only deal with the type and quality of players that he's presented with. Mind you, there are certain, I suppose, styles of play. The short game, I'm not too happy with the short game. It cost us a couple of scores last night. But I think there's a bigger picture for Dublin hurling, Jamie. And I think it's a root and branch review of what we're doing to get out the best hurlers in Dublin. Maybe Jerry may be there, maybe he may not be, but I think it would be a bitter pill to take for him to carry on from now. But I must say that it is not entirely all down to the manager. I think it's a bigger picture as far as Dublin is concerned.
Yeah, be interested to hear, and I suppose be a fly on the wall at Jerry Cunningham's breakfast this Sunday morning, whoever he's chatting to, about, you know, his views on last night and what's happened. Humphrey, you mentioned about, you know, the bigger picture and the youth and all that sort of stuff, which is all well and good, but if we make the comparison to the Dublin footballers, if the senior team are winning, it just has a knock-on effect to everything else in the county football-wise. So do you see, whenever Jer and the Dublin County Board sit down to discuss what's happened and what's gone wrong, do you see him being the Dublin hurling manager the next time they play a match, Humphrey?
I would find it very difficult to see that for Jer to be there into the next season. He has done his job. He's brought in quite a number of new players. He's blooded a few players, but the cost of blooding new players very early on is that you were open to defeats like last night. And I think it might be a time maybe for a new manager to come in, say. But again, he must only deal with what he's got in terms of the quality of players. So while I'm not advocating and giving out about Gerard Cunningham, I feel that he's raw material in terms of the players they must be looked at as well.
Humphrey, who do you see as on the shortlist for the new manager's job if the Dublin County Board decide they want one?
Well, I don't think there'll be too many top managers wanting to come at the moment because they are in transition. Now, if a new manager comes in, he may maybe garner all the players that haven't been there so far in the last year or two. It's a huge issue, and it's very difficult. Maybe we should get an internal person. I don't know. It's an open book, Jamie, and we could speculate forevermore. But there are a number of managers out there who are involved at Dublin level. Maybe they should be looked at.
Humphrey, let's speculate and keep the book open for one more question, if you wouldn't mind. If there is a new manager on board, whoever that may be, do you see some of the key men who haven't been on the pitch for the Dublin senior hurlers in recent times due to whatever disagreements or views they've had on the team that Gerard Cunningham is running? Do you see if a new man was to come in that he would try and talk back some of those key men, and do you feel they would come back?
Well, it depends on what type of attitude they have, whether the people who have gone to the football might stay there. And I think that the option of a new manager coming in opens that door, Jamie. But, you know, it's also saying to the players that who have been loyal to Dublin that they're not good enough either. And I think there's a balance there as well. So I know exactly what you're getting me to say, but I find that it's very difficult to find a manager out there at the moment who will be delighted to come in for Dublin. But the options in Dublin are huge when you look at the quality of players that we can have. Whether that they can get together to be at the quality of the... What I'm getting at is that Dublin minors have won Leinster titles, under-21s, so it's to get all those top players together. And I think we need somebody of a good interpersonal, a good people manager and a good tactician as well. So maybe we should look at the list that might become available in the next day or two.
Yes, I think it's all about the man management, Humphrey Getter. Maybe come out of retirement yourself, sir, huh? Now, you were also at the second match yesterday in Semple Stadium in Thurles. Just a word, Humphrey, on the Cats Kilkenny out, beaten 4-23 to 2-22. A thrilling game. Lots of goals, lots of points, and an enjoyable one to be at, I'm sure. Both teams going to win the match, and unfortunately for the Cats Kilkenny, they were unable to do so, and beaten by Waterford.
Well, as a Waterford native, the last time that Waterford beat Kilkenny was 1959, and it was a replay in the All-Ireland final, and I was at the drawn match that year. I've been waiting since that length of time to see a Waterford team beat Kilkenny, and it was a huge, huge monkey off the back. In fact, it wasn't a monkey, it was a gorilla off the back of the Waterford supporters to have that win over Kilkenny. Waterford were 8 points up with 12 minutes to go, and great credit to Kilkenny, they came back, but in extra time, Waterford shone through, and I was delighted for the Waterford supporters. It was like as if they won an All-Ireland in Thurles last night. But having said that, when you look at Tipperary, you look at Cork, you look at Galway, I think it's a long way for the Waterford lads to consider maybe an All-Ireland title there. But it's a great game of hurling, very exciting, and huge, huge raw emotion that came out there after so many years of defeats by Kilkenny. Kilkenny are not gone, by the way. I know they're out of the championship this year, but Kilkenny will always be a force. If you saw the under-21 match last Wednesday night, again, they show that they're there, thereabouts, and their minor team is still their Leinster champions. Just a little break, maybe Brian Cody could take a bit of an early holiday this year and enjoy the sun summer.
Now, Humphrey Keller, speaking of enjoying the sun, I'm the worst golfer in the history of golf, right? And I claim to be, you know, a fantastic sporting genius. But golf is not my sport. I can't enjoy it because I'm not very good at it. But you are sitting in your car about to go onto the golf course. So you're going to enjoy the sunshine. Are you any good, Humphrey?
Well, I'm reasonable. I play off 12 at the moment. I'm the honorary secretary of the Island Golf Club out here, where we had the qualifier for the British Open last week. I'm looking out at the sunshine here, looking on the fairway, down the first fairway, and I hope the ball that I hit off in a few minutes' time will land on it.
Humphrey, enjoy, sir. Thanks a million. We'll chat to you again.
Thanks, Jamie.
98 FM's Now That's What I Call Sport.
Back live this Sunday morning from 9.
98 FM.